The year we read about the Yovel. We also read about the laws of buying and selling land in Eretz Yisrael. And something that becomes apparent in all of this is that all of these mitzvahs are explained as kili ko'oretz, kili ho'oretz. Hashem is reminding you the land is mine. So there's a very simple question. The rest of the world isn't. In Chutz Laretz, you can buy land and keep it forever. You can plant and harvest every year. No Shemitah, no Yovel, no laws of But they are a choma, the walled cities. The unwalled cities. You mean the rest of the world? There you can do what you want. But Eretz Yisrael, there you can. Kili kol haaretz. That means the rest of the world doesn't belong to Hashem. You only have to be conscious of the fact that we are tenants, that we're living on someone else's soil. You only have to be conscious of that here, not anywhere else. So we have to understand this on two levels. The very first one is that the Jew never has the kind of relationship with the land anywhere else where he could be tempted to think that it's really his. And if he does, he's missing the point. It is only in Eretz Yisrael that the Jew develops a relationship with the land where he needs to be reminded, as close as you are to this land, it's not really yours. Kili kol haaretz. Although Jews dug into whatever country they lived in, they bought and they built. And sometimes even, it was even frightening, like people were worried. Sounds like they're a little too much at home here. And we get frightened by that because we know what usually follows. Deep down, the Jew knew this is temporary. This is foreign. We're strangers in a strange land. You don't need Shemitah, Yovel, and all the other laws to remind you that you're in a strange land. It's temporary. So before we go further, let's talk about this a little bit. There's a lot of work to be done out there. And whether we like it or not, most of the Jewish nation is not here. And the Jewish nation needs help. You've got to help people where they are. And as a result of it, we are always encouraging people to take responsibility. Go back there and feel for them. Go back there and show them the way. Go back there and bring them back with you. Never, ever, ever, ever can anybody feel when he's out there that this is it, that this is home, that we're settled. Over the years, when I've had students that are going out there to do great things, and had no idea when they were coming back, I used to beg them, if you can, buy an apartment here. And whatever you do, don't buy a house there. Some bought apartments here and ended up coming back. As far as houses there, everyone ends up saying that it is very bad business to rent long term. So it's practical, but we're not really here for keeps. I still think it's worth it. Well, if you can afford a house there and an apartment here. We'll come back. I was brought up knowing we're out of here as soon as we can. As young as I can remember, we were reminded on an almost daily basis, this is not for keeps. We're strangers. And I don't only mean by the neighbors, although they did a good job at that too. And if you're out there, you got to remember to tell that to your kids. This isn't for keeps. This is not home. Even though when you come visit Israel, you feel like you're in this strange Middle Eastern place, and where you live feels so much more comfortable and so much more like your own element, and people complain, they have an easier time relating to their non-Jewish neighbors back there than they do to their Jewish neighbors here. That's all superficial. What you have in common with your neighbors there is superficial. What you have in common with these people whose culture you don't understand here, that's for real and is much more solid, even though it takes so much work. Home is here. That's temporary. It's been temporary for almost 2,000 years. But that's temporary. You got to feel it and you can't get too comfortable. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, the connection the Jew has to the land. What does it mean to be connected to a land? We're not even farmers. Yehuda Levi writes, Eretz Neshamos Artzeich, talking about Eretz Yisrael, a land of Neshamos. History to the Jewish people is not sentiment. History is the present. We recognize that everything we live is only because it was built by those who came before us. We know that as Jews, we do not deserve anything that Hashem has promised us. We know that we have not lived up to what we should be. We're light miles behind. Why then is it that we can come before Hashem and say, you know, you promised to redeem us, to have the world center around us, to have all our enemies disappear? How do we do that? We daven for it. Gilui Shechina, the Beis HaMikdash, for Hashem to make His presence among us obvious. Who do we think we are? But we begin every davening stating clearly who we are. We talk of Hashem as Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Our relationship with Hashem is based on the foundations that were built. The Jewish nation is solid because of the past. The past to us is the present. Eretz Yisrael is where it was planted. Eretz Yisrael is the land that Avraham Avinu was told, this is it. Everything that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov set up was an investment here. The Rambam writes that in building the Beis HaMikdash, you can't just put the altar where you want to. We need prophets to tell us that this is the precise spot that Yitzchak Avinu was bound in the Akedah. That's where the Mizbeach's got to be. Big deal. I mean, you're bringing sacrifices to Hashem. It's the thought that counts. Oh no. You think that you can have that kind of relationship with Hashem just in your own right? Every sacrifice that the Jew makes for it to reach heaven, we've got to piggyback on the Akedah. Our whole relationship with Hashem is based on our past. That doesn't mean you can forget the future and get away with anything. You've got to reflect the connection with the past in your lifestyle. The land. This is the land where you can plan such things. This is the land that accepts Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov's building the future, and it stays here. And it comes back out again. The reason why nothing grew here when there were no Jews is because this land has no other way of coming up with produce. This part of the world is desert. This part of the world has no existence other than for the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You know, you talk to people that have come to visit Eretz Yisrael, Orthodox Jews that go on tours, and what do they spend most of their time doing? Visiting graves. We're a funny people, huh? Yeah, that was what was planted here. That was planted. And the produce still comes. The Rishonim already wrote. This isn't one of these... Yeah, the tour guides want to make some money. The over-the-counter Kabbalists tell you all sorts of great things. The Rishonim write very clearly. Kivrei Tzadikim. They give forth the places where Tzadikim are buried. They give forth things. What they did in their lifetime, you can absorb some of that. The place maintains it. The Ran has a whole drush on this. This is the land, the dirt, that Adam was created from. What's the significance of that Gemara? It means this is the stuff that we're made of. It says by Yosef in Mitzrayim that they would come to him and he would say which part of the land that you would take the dirt and that would help preserve the food. The reason being that if it grew there, if this is the natural place for the produce to grow, you take some of that dirt, it'll help preserve it as well. We find that in the earlier days, in the beginning of Chumash, where it talks about how the world developed, there were those who knew where you planted what. Eretz Yisrael is the soil from which we were created, and that's the place that preserves us, and this is the place that our kind of people grow. And what's our kind of people? When Adam was created, there was a purpose. Humanity was supposed to be Jewish. It's the rest of mankind that missed it. What makes the Jew? Lots of ingredients. But the environment is Eretz Yisrael. Including the weather. The limestone. The need for rain, as the Torah says. The need for rain. You can't store water here. Its natural dependency on heaven. And this is natural stuff. Primarily the supernatural stuff. Hashkocha. The fact that here everything's open. The fact that the coincidences, in quotation marks, are non-stop. Our existence here has always been miracle. To this day it is. The conflict. Fighting a war without a war. Fighting a war where the enemies walk the street. There's no way of knowing. No way of knowing who's wired up and who isn't. If security guards make you feel secure, I'd rather not rock the boat, but it's a bit feeble. I mean, you don't think you can smuggle something in? It's a miracle. That's part of the nature of this place. This is home. Both the beauty as well as the difficulties. It's all part of being a Jew. The challenges. Nothing comes simple. Chazal tell us, Eretz Yisrael is Niknes B'Yisurim. That means nothing comes simple. You got to work for everything and you can take nothing for granted. What's that for? This is the natural place for the Jew. Challenge, growth, work. And Kedusha. No place does it feel more appropriate to grow, get closer to Hashem, to daven, to become wiser, nowhere on earth like here. We don't need a reminder, ki li kol ha'aretz, anywhere else. The Jew that has any feeling of wanting to grow, of wanting to grow closer to Hashem, knows he's in Galus. It's only here that we need it. But now we take the other side. So we need a reminder. And what is that reminder? Ki li ha'aretz. Li ha'aretz means it's mine. It means that we share it. Hashem has allowed us to be part of this land, but we share it with Him. The terms, mitzvahs atluyas baretz, prumis, maisvahs, shmitah, yovel, we share it. This land is not totally the Jews. It belongs to us like no other land. But we share it. When Hashem created the world, He gave it to mankind. With regard to Eretz Yisrael, He left Himself a home there. He shares it with us. The terms are quite good. Mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz are to signify to us the fact that not everything is ours. Hashem doesn't confiscate. We share. There's a partnership. What's interesting is what right we have to anything. Why is it a partnership? Hashem made the place, didn't He? Nope. Not totally. In all the mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz, there is a condition. It seems to be the opinion we follow. Namely, rov yosheveho aleho. The majority of its inhabitants have to be here. Until the majority of the Jewish people comes back to Eretz Yisrael, the opinion we follow is that the responsibility for the mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz is midrabbanan. There's something missing. Eretz Yisrael is incomplete. It is the Jewish people who complete it. We help build the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael by being here. There's a mitzvah to walk around Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah just to be here. What is that? It's the mitzvah of building Eretz Yisrael. And how do you build it? By being here. The same way that the Jews are not at home without the land is not at home without the Jews. And that's why things don't grow. That's why it was barren for all the Golis. And that's why it came alive when we came back. So there's a partnership. Hashem supplies the land and we supply the people. Anyone involved in Kiruv out there will tell you the amount of growth that they see people doing here in a matter of a week or two far exceeds what they accomplish over years there. You connect. Not just by being in yeshiva. You connect. So if you go out there, not only do you got to feel that it's temporary and anxiously await the day that you're coming back, but if you go out there, you got to remember, if you want to really make permanent, meaningful changes in people, part of the message you want to bring to them is our connection to Eretz Yisrael. You got to teach Emunah. You got to teach Tikkun HaMidos, the idea of growth. They've got to know the Torah Shebichtav and Baal Peh for real. And they also have to understand that home to the Jew is here. And if you want to teach it, you got to know it and you got to feel it. Many people hear about this, read about this, spend time here, has very little effect on them until they leave. And suddenly they realize what they're missing. Take advantage of it when you're here. This is the place. This is where the Jew comes alive. This is where the Jew really connects. I'm not saying there were no great Jews in Chutz La'aretz. It's been said that the reason why the Vilna Gaon couldn't make it here was because the time for the Gula had not yet come. And if the Orach Chaim HaKadosh and the Vilna Gaon would have been in Eretz Yisrael at the same time, the world would reach a point where Gula would have to come. That's what they say. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's what they say. The Vilna Gaon was missing something. It wasn't just another mitzvah. And what was so terrible about letting Moshe Rabbeinu come? Hashem couldn't let him come. So let him come. Why is Hashem so stubborn? Let him come. Big deal. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu would have come into Eretz Yisrael, that would have been the Geula Shleima. Moshe Rabbeinu in Eretz Yisrael, that would have been a level of perfection that would not give the Jews the opportunity to sin. And the time hadn't come for that. We needed years of struggle before that. We're not Vilna Gaons and we're not Moshe Rabbeinus. But we're a lot different here than we are anywhere else. If you didn't realize that yet, it'll be a terrible waste if you wait to find that out when you land there. Kili kol aretz, the land is Hashem's. And this is the one place on earth that the Jew can call home. The place he shares with none other than our Creator.
Bell tongue.